Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, June 17th. And coming up in today's episode, married man confesses to killing model girlfriend in Haryana. Supreme Court traps Karnataka government and High Court over thug life ban. ED targets cricketers and actors over illegal betting app promotions. And as Israel claims to eliminate Iran commander, India evacuates students from Iran. Sunil, a married man with two children, has confessed that he killed Sheetal Chaudhary, who was a model, after an alleged argument by slitting her throat and throwing her body into a canal. The two are said to have been involved in a romantic affair. On June 14th, Sheetal had come to Ahar village in Panipat for an album shoot and met up with her boyfriend, again married man, and father of two, Sunil, at 10:30 p.m. He took her to his car, where they allegedly had a couple of drinks before engaging in a heated argument. At around 1:30 a.m, Sheetal made a phone call to her sister Neha in Panipat, informing her that Sunil was beating her. Soon after, Neha could not reach out to her sister as the phone was reportedly switched off. Sunil killed Sheetal and threw the car, along with Sheetal's body, into the canal. The car was found by Haryana police on Sunday, June 15, near Panipat. No traces of Sheetal were found. Meanwhile, Sunil reached the hospital and claimed his car had fallen into a canal. While Sheetal drowned, he managed to swim and save himself. He got himself admitted to the hospital and Sheetal was still not found. On Monday, June 16th, police recovered a throat-slit body from a canal in Khargoda near Sonipat. Sheetal's body was identified from tattoos on her hand and chest. Police also found several stabbing marks on Sheetal's body. According to the police, the body floated to Khargoda around 80 kilometers from Panipat. On the morning of June 17th, which is today, Sunil confessed to killing Sheetal and was arrested upon investigation. The exact cause of the murder is not yet known. Hours after the murdered model, Sheetal Chaudhary's married lover, confessed to killing her in Haryana, a CCTV footage has surfaced showing the two entering a car just minutes before the crime. In the footage, Sheetal was wearing the same orange top in which she was found dead in the canal in Sonipat. Sunil, the married lover, was wearing a white t-shirt and jeans. The two walked out of what looks like a hotel and entered the car at around 10 p.m. on Saturday night. Many actors are helping betting apps break multiple laws by lending their faces as endorsement for these illegal companies, ED's latest probe suggests. Actors and cricketers including Harbhajan Singh, Suresh Raina, Yuvraj Singh, Urvashi Rao Tela, Sonu Sood and others are being questioned by the Enforcement Directorate due to their endorsements of illegal online betting apps. Sources told NDTV that many celebrities have been questioned as part of an ongoing investigation into the promotion of banned platforms such as 1xBet. These platforms, they said, were using surrogate names such as 1xBat in ad campaigns that include web links for online material and QR codes to redirect users to the original and illegal betting platform in blatant violation of current laws. The ED said these platforms presented themselves as hosting skill-based games but used rigged algorithms to classify them as gambling operations under existing Indian laws. And by partnering with celebrities, platforms like 1xBet gained massive visibility and are cheating people, according to the probe agency. ED suggests multiple laws may have been violated, including the Information Technology Act, the Foreign Exchange Management Act and the Stringent Prevention of Money Laundering Act, as well as government notifications. Media outlets are also under scrutiny. ED sources said a sum exceeding 50 crore rupees was paid to various companies to run advertising campaigns. The current investigation follows similar actions in Telangana, where police booked 25 actors including Rana Dugubati and Prakash Raj for promoting illegal betting apps. Complaints highlighted the devastating impact these apps had on lower and middle-income families across India. In response to the FIRs, Dugubati and Raj claimed they no longer promote these apps and emphasized that their past endorsements targeted regions where skill-based games are legally allowed. The spokesperson cited a Supreme Court ruling that distinguishes skill-based games from gambling. This isn't the first time online betting apps have come under the scanner. The infamous Mahadev online betting scam from 2023-24 implicated several high-ranking politicians, including ex-Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, who was accused of benefiting from the scam. Baghel dismissed the allegations as politically driven. The promoters of Mahadev, currently facing extradition from Dubai, reportedly created multiple offshoots like the Fair Play app to continue operation. The projected illegal profits from the Mahadev case alone are estimated to exceed 6,000 crore rupees, according to ED officials. Experts estimate that India's illegal online betting market is valued at over $100 billion, growing at a staggering rate of 30% annually. Despite multiple crackdowns, the industry flourishes, drawing in around 11 crore daily users. Authorities have also linked over 1,000 suicides, including those of students, to financial fraud caused by these apps. Karnataka High Court had no right to ask for Kamal Haasan's apology for the infamous Kannada-Tamil remark, and the state of Karnataka cannot let mobs take over, the Supreme Court said today. During the actor's petition hearing, which challenged his Thug Life film ban in Karnataka, Supreme Court said that the rule of law cannot be held hostage to mob threats and warned that a group of hooligans cannot be allowed to decide what gets screened in the theatres. All of this stems to the fact that during Thug Life promotion, Kamal Haasan had said Kannada was born out of Tamil language, after which a controversy erupted with major backlash from Kannada figures such as political leaders and even Chief Minister Siddaramaiah. However, most importantly, the Karnataka Rakshana Vedike, a group of Karnataka protection activists, as they call themselves, had threatened to vandalize places if the Thug Life movie was released in the state. The court today said, quote, if someone has made a statement, you cannot counter it with another statement. You cannot threaten to burn down theatres, unquote. It added that the people of Karnataka are free to disagree with Haasan, but fundamental rights must be protected. The court said if enlightened people of Karnataka and Bengaluru believe that his statement is wrong, they can issue a statement. They cannot threaten, however, to burn a theatre down. The Supreme Court transferred the plea filed by the film's producer from the Karnataka High Court to itself and asked the state government to file its reply. It also questioned the role of High Court, especially over suggestions that the actor must apologize for his remark in order to resolve the controversy. It emphasized that once a film has been cleared by Central Board of Film Certification, it must be allowed to release. Quote, people can choose not to watch it, but we cannot allow threats and intimidation to decide if a film gets released. The court also quoted past judgments, including the Bombay High Court verdict in Meenathuram Boltoi play case and the Imran Pratapgarhi ruling, to support the argument that differing views must be allowed in democracy. The court added that while iterating its role, quote, we are the custodians of the rule of law. That is what the Supreme Court is for, unquote. Iranian General Ali Shadmani, who was Iran's wartime chief of staff, the most senior military commander and the closest figure to Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has been killed, as claimed by Israel Defense Force on Tuesday morning. Khatam al-Anbiya is responsible, quote, responsible for managing combat operations and approving Iran's firepower plans. In his various roles, he directly influenced Iran's operational plans targeting the State of Israel, the IDF said. He was appointed only days ago after another top leader was killed. It is not yet confirmed who will replace him. Meanwhile, as the conflict shows no sign of slowing down, India has urged Indian nationals living in Tehran to evacuate and contact the embassy. The first batch of 110 Indian nationals have been safely evacuated from Iran. They safely crossed into Armenia and would fly to Delhi tomorrow. Iran launched a fresh wave of missile and drone attacks on Israel as the conflict entered its fifth executive day today, fueling fears of a drawn-out conflict that could engulf West Asia. The tensions between the longtime enemies Iran and Israel escalated after Tel Aviv launched what it called Operation Rising Lion against Iran's nuclear facilities last week. Tehran, since then, has been responding with a barrage of missiles and drones that hit Israeli cities and towns, killing over 20 people and injuring hundreds. The Iranian authorities claim to have busted a drone-producing factory of the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad in Tehran, local media reported. According to the report, the Iranian authorities arrested two people accused of working for Israel's Mossad intelligence agency in separate operations. Iran's foreign minister and chief nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi said the Israeli aggression against Iran in the midst of nuclear negotiations with the United States is a blow to diplomacy. Iran has also threatened to exit the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which was made to halt the spread of nuclear weapon-making capability, the guarantee, and guarantee the right for all members to develop nuclear energy for peaceful ends. U.S. President Donald Trump urged Iranians to evacuate Tehran, citing what he said was the country's rejection of a deal to curb nuclear weapon development. Trump was due to leave the Group of Seven summit in Canada later on Monday, a day early due to the Middle East or West Asia situation. The White House said Trump has put out an evacuate Tehran warning for all Iranians, citing what he said was the country's rejection of the deal. Quote, "Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear program or nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran," Trump wrote on Truth Social. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.